Has anyone ever said to you, have you ever heard somebody say, oh, God love me, fell from grace? We see our politicians, don't we? We see friends who have, whether it's morally or in any other way, fallen. And people will say, oh, God love me, he's fallen from grace. And there's a sense today that whenever you fall from grace, you actually fall out of favor. And it's an expression that is used and it's hackneyed in many ways, but it's really unhelpful for us as Christians to hear that expression and to ever use that expression. I'm going to talk today about what it means to fall from grace. We're in a series called Inside Out, How Grace is God's Ability to Change You. I've said over a number of weeks, grace is not just theology. Grace is not just an idea that we read about in the Bible, and it's all very good, and it helps us. The grace means that Jesus loves us. Yeah, I kind of understand that. And it's just like anything else in the Bible. No, grace is actually the ability of God placed inside you by God to help you to live for God. Grace is not just ideas. Grace is Jesus through his Holy Spirit empowering you to live the life that he has for you. So actually, what I've said over a number of weeks is there is no other way to change. There's absolutely no other way to live the Christian life unless it is empowered by the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of grace in you. That is the way that God set it up. Last week, I said this, that if you believe yourself to be a sinner, you're completely wrong. If you come to faith in Christ, you come to faith in Jesus, you are no longer a sinner. And religious people love to tell you, you're just a sinner. You know, you come to meet Jesus, he saves you, whatever that means. But he obviously didn't save you from very much. Because if you're still a sinner after you met Jesus, then what was the point of meeting Jesus in the first place? That's pretty straight, isn't it? I've had emails this week and messages and contacts from people some of them were nice and some of them were questioning my parentage. And some of them were questioning whether I even knew Jesus. And how dare you say that we are not sinners? The Lord tells you to repent every day. And if you don't repent every day and the Lord comes back, will he know you? As I got an email this week. And I was like, wow, okay. And I said that if you believe yourself to be a sinner, then actually you haven't understood the Bible, you haven't understood the work of Christ, and you will, here's the rub, you will continually live like a sinner. So all we read about in the Word, all we read about the kingdom of God will forever be for everybody else because you'll never feel good enough, and whatever is truly on the inside of your heart, the Word of God says will be mirrored in your whole life. So your heart reflects, is the source of the life that you live around you. And over a period of time, whether it's weeks, months, or years, you will consistently live in your life, reflect what is in your heart. That's what the Word says according to Proverbs. In Romans 6:11, it says this, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. I can't make it any more clear. Reckon yourself. Compute in your head. Say to yourself every day,